Monday morning.
Where would we be without it?
If we didn't have Monday morning, we'd have to invent it. I mean, there has to be some way of starting the week. And as I get into my shower on a Monday morning, I'm kind of wondering, what does the week have in store for me? But it doesn't matter what the week has in store for me. It really doesn't matter. Whatever the week has in store for me will be what the week has in store for me. And it'll come when it comes. And indeed, it may turn out that this week will be remembered for what happens at about 2 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. And that the rest of the week will fade into oblivion as it unfolds. And it won't become clear. It may not even become clear to me until for 5 more years that the ability to deal with the thing that happens on Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock is being determined right now. It's being determined by the context being set by the rest of the week. So no feature too trivial to matter. That's my philosophy this morning. You just don't know what kind of a week is being painted behind your back. Because just remember this, when you look at a painting, when I look at a painting anyway, there's so much I don't see. I don't see the foundation on the canvas. I don't see the way the canvas was primed to take the marks, to take the substance, the chemicals, the living material that is going to be hung on the canvas. The permeability of the canvas is something I take for granted. The fact that cling is the pen, cling to a canvas, well, the work that goes into preparing the canvas so that it can receive something, does that matter? When we look at the Mona Lisa, most of us don't actually say to ourselves, well, I wonder what good old Da Vinci did. That was it. He was the guy who painted it, wasn't he? I mean, goodness me, the Da Vinci Code, of course. That reminds me. Yes, it was Leonardo who painted that painting. But he didn't paint that monocular. He painted it on something. And the things he was painting it on were only partly under his control. You know, he wasn't able to control the moisture content in the air. That determined what effect the agencies would have on the canvas. So I suppose what I'm trying to say in a cack-handed Monday morning kind of a way is this. Anything can happen right now during this week. And they can all contribute to that wonderful experience you have later in the week, which will be the one that the historians will write about. Everybody else will forget how context is built up, is outside your control. And that brings me to List Lee. You see, as I'm doing my teeth, I'm reminded of List Lee. Now, it's easy. You know what? Do one thing at a time this week. Just caught myself out not being mindful. And I'm gonna rectify that. You see, there are some things that you can multi-layer, and other things that you're better to keep simple. And talking and washing your teeth do not go together as well as you might think. On the other hand, shaving does. Shaving lends itself to chat. Back to Listly. You know, if I was to list the things, the new features that will be coming through on Listly, I wouldn't list the technical functions. The ability to play something that's in a list. The ability to view something that's in a list without ever leaving the ecosystem. No, I wouldn't talk about Listly in that way. If I was giving you a list of the things that are coming down the track with Listly, I would say what's coming down the track with Listly is an ability to work collaboratively with other people who you've never met. And what's also coming down the track with Listly is an ability to do deeply personal reflections about the meaning of life and capture them in a meaningful way and generously, when you want to, share them to bring other people in on the picture. So what is coming down the track on Listly? The main thing coming down the track on Listly is a better life for us all. It really is. Now look, those of you who have never heard about Listly, you're lucky. You're very, very lucky. Because the first experience, the moment that the penny drops and you say, oh shit, Sherlock, this is bloody fucking fantastic. You know, the day that happens will only happen once. After that, it will be the application. You'll be saying, well, I know that this is fabulous. I know it already. There's no point in telling me again. This is cold water followed by warm water. So here we are, Monday morning. My list for the day is really short. My number one guiding principle, be generous, Paul. Be generous, you know. Help other people to build up their reputation, you know. Help people to be known for better than they are known. Even help people to know themselves better. I love you all on a Monday morning. Bye. Stop recording.